Our scripture reading this morning is the Old Testament lesson from this past Sunday, taken from the book of Moses, Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, beginning with the 4th verse. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. A number of years ago, after we had conducted a baptism during the service, I and a few family members were standing around the font posing for some pictures, and the father of the little boy that had been baptized came up to me and he said, "I want to apologize for crying during the baptism." And I said, "For crying during the baptism?" I had noticed he had some tears. I said, "Why were you crying?" And he said, "Just standing up there, thinking of my little boy and his spiritual life, it just started to overwhelm me how big a job this is, what a huge task this was before me to bring him up in God's Word." And I said to him, "Well, the fact that you look at it that way and feel about it that way means you're probably going to be a very good Christian father," which to this time in that child's life seems to have been proven true. Those of you who are in college are in an important transitional stage in life. You have come out of childhood, most of you, and you are now transitioning into adulthood and looking forward now to your own role as a parent, maybe in the not too distant future. It's important for all of us to understand from Scripture that God is the one who has established the Christian home. And he has created it in such a way to be the foundation for all of society. He didn't begin with businesses or institutions. He didn't begin with government agencies and so on. He started with a mom and a dad, a husband and a wife, having children. And he continues to this day to see this and instructs us to see this as the foundational piece of all society. And it is also to be understood then as the primary haven, if you will, or sanctuary in which little children are to be raised in this precious faith from the Word of God. Now, certainly the fall into sin brought horrific consequences to the family as well, and we still see evidence of that all around us, maybe even in our own lives and families as well. And yet, despite that tragedy of the fall and its impact on human relationships, particular marriage and relationships between children and parent, nonetheless, God continues to instruct us to see these precious homes and the relationship of parent to child as the foundational element of society, and especially for the bringing up of children to know their Savior. In the text before us, Moses is leading the children of Israel on the great Exodus. They are soon about to enter the promised land. And in this section of Deuteronomy, he looks back and reviews all of the wonderful ways that God, by his providence, has spared them from danger and preserved them as a people through whom the Messiah would come and is now leading them into the promised land. And he now places these important words before them regarding their own households, their own homes, and their marriages. And these words still resonate with us today, for us in the New Testament era, because God would have us continue to see our homes as heaven's little sanctuaries, little safe havens, where our children are to be set apart from the evil and unbelief of this world. In general, there's no other institution in the world that can have such a positive or potentially negative impact on the spiritual life of a child than a home. and the home life in which he or she is raised. When I run into people that, and some of them even here at college, where they have not had this privilege and blessing of having Christian parents, and yet I see in them a love for Christ and his word, I often remark to them how rare that is. It's truly a rarity to see someone that has come out of a home life where that wasn't present, where they care now so deeply about Christ as their Savior. Our text reminds us that this little sanctuary of the Christian home is to be established by, through, and around the very Word of God. It starts with parents who have made these words important in their own lives. Listen again to our text. Moses says, "These words which I command you today shall be in your heart." He's talking to mom and dad. "You shall teach them diligently to your children." I was very blessed to have wonderful Christian parents. And in the morning and in the evening, always having a spiritual aspect to my day-to-day life. I remember when I was real little, my mom bought a little glow-in-the-dark image of Christ that I could sit right by my bedside. And what a comfort that just that little glowing image of my Savior was at my side every night. When the Word of God is present in the home, when this is what activates and moves things in the relationships of parent and child, there will be great blessing. Where that Word is there, the Holy Spirit continues to instruct us and our children that our hope of getting to heaven could never be in ourselves because of our wickedness and evil and the sin that is so alive in all of us. But through that very Word, we are brought again to the cross and to the knowledge of our Savior and what he's done for us, how his full forgiveness is freely there for all of us, how important it is to stay with him and to cherish him and his means of grace. It's fascinating to observe the impact that one generation of parents can have on future generations. We often talk about our genealogies as a family tree, and that's very true when it comes to this spiritual aspect of life. If you think about a branch of a tree where the love of Christ has dried up in the parents, it typically has no leaves on it. And where the branch is growing and firm and strong and healthy, typically there will be leaves on that. It's a devastating reminder of the consequences that can happen when parents neglect this most important aspect of bringing up their children. I'd like to read to you a paragraph from the Great Reformer. Listen to what he says about this. "Married people should know that they can perform no better and no more useful work for God, Christianity, the world, themselves, and their children than by bringing up their children well. Pilgrimages to Rome or Jerusalem, building churches, or whatever else the work may be called, is nothing in comparison with the right training of children, for that is the straight road to heaven, and it cannot be more easily attained in any other way." And so God would have his word permeate every aspect of life. Listen to the text again. "You shall teach these words diligently to your children," not just once in a while, "diligently, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up." What else is there? This is supposed to permeate thoroughly all the aspects of life and a child's thinking and approach to life. In this little sanctuary of the Christian home around us and established by God's word, in this little precious sanctuary, a child will withstand the assaults of the devil and all the enemies of our faith. Think about how there are embassies where ambassadors from one country will have to flee into them as a sanctuary if there's suddenly an uprising or an attack. And what a picture that is for us of how God's word in the home is to be a precious sanctuary for our children, where they can come to stay with their Savior against the assaults of the devil. I expect to see that little baby that was baptized that day when his dad cried. I expect to see him someday in heaven. He's now a teenager, and if he continues on the path that he appears to be on now, I certainly can expect to see him in heaven. And I can only imagine the gratitude that he will have someday for how seriously his Christian father took his upbringing. May God grant all of us a similar approach to this important aspect of life. Amen. Let us rise and join our hearts in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.